Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Praise God. I appreciate God tonight. I appreciate His Spirit. Friends, I want to tell you something. Whatever God wants to do in this service tonight, we want to be open to His moving. You see, the greatest privilege is to be able to wade in that river that God sends for us to experience His touch and His flow. Amen. Hallelujah. And I want us to do something tonight. I want us just to agree together and ask the Lord to have His perfect way. You see, there is a key to every service. Amen. And you might be that key that God wants to use before this service is over. Now, if you're here tonight and you say, Brother Dacus, I'm just here biding time, then you'll not receive God's best. But if you're here tonight with a hungry heart, friends of mine, I believe God wants to minister to your life. Let's agree together as we pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just agree together tonight that we want You. Hallelujah. We pray in the name of the Lord that Your perfect will be accomplished in the midst of this people. Jesus, we believe that in every service that You have a will. You know exactly, Lord, who is here, the desires of the heart, the needs that's represented in their life. God, I pray tonight that Your perfect will be accomplished in every heart, in every life, in every family. And Lord, I pray it will be through the avenue of the Holy Ghost as He moves and He touches and He reveals You, Jesus, in a greater way in our spirit and in our lives. God, give us that direction, that guidance, Lord, that we not step out of the boundaries of that desired will for this service tonight. We love and praise and worship You in Jesus' precious name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God, glory to God, hallelujah. Praise God, praise God, praise God, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God, hallelujah. Praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank You, Jesus. Praise God. Saints, I believe with all of my heart that God has laid a message upon my spirit for this hour, for this people. Several days ago, weeks ago maybe, there are several scriptures that just began to ring over and over in my spirit. And I just knew that it was for this night and for this service. Last night in the service in our church, I preached on that Pentecostal way, the Holy Ghost Church. I want to tell you something. My heart is so hungry to see His glory. Job said in the latter part of that last chapter, he said, I've heard with my ear. But he said, now I've seen You with my eye. There are things that a lot of us have only heard with our ears. But oh, to God, that we could see them with our eyes. I'm not interested, friends, in just another service, another routine, another ritual. I want to see God. Hallelujah. I've been raised up in this thing all of my life. But I tell you, there is a gnawing hunger in my spirit that I just can't seem to get away from. Church, there's more. Some of you old timers that are here tonight, you remember when the waves of glory began to roll in. Hallelujah. The fire began to fall. It was not pumped up or pushed or promoted, but it was a sovereign move of God. That river. Hallelujah. If you have your Bibles tonight, turn to Psalms chapter 46. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Friends, I haven't felt this anointing in a long time. And I appreciate what I sense tonight. And there is no telling. Listen, there is no telling what could happen in an atmosphere like this. If you haven't shouted in a long time, tonight's the night. Amen. If you haven't got happy in a long time, friends of mine, open your heart to God and just forget who's sitting next to you and let God touch your life tonight. Amen. Keep your Bibles open to Psalms chapter 46. You see, we see very little revival in our church world today. That is that God-ordained, heaven-sent move of His Spirit. Most of our revival meetings, and sadly enough to say in our own movement, are simply entertainment and recreation and programs. Gospel singers that are unsanctified. Canned evangelists that have no fresh ministry. Friends of mine, I want to tell you something. We are close to the coming of the Lord. And I have sensed something in my spirit. If we're to see God move, it's going to take something from the church of the living God to recognize that there is a price to pay. Hallelujah. And whatever that price is for you at Eakley or we at Hobart to pay, the price is not too great, friends of mine, because revival only comes as the church recognizes their need for a touch of God and a rejuvenation and a refreshing and the empowering of the Holy Ghost that changes their life and sets their community on fire for God. Not more talent or education, but the anointing of the Holy Ghost power. My friend, this is what revival is all about. Hallelujah. I'm tired of more sermons. I'm tired of all of these things that are simply pretense and promotion, friends of mine. Let's get back to the very crust of this relationship with Jesus, and I mean live it day in and day out and be anointed with His power and be all that Jesus Christ wants us to be in these last hours. Hallelujah. You see, we've turned many of our churches into religious dance halls. The only worship that many people know is a routine, callous, clapping exercise. What has happened, my friend, to the spontaneous worship when holy hands are lifted to the Father and tears stream down our cheeks as the joy of the Lord is bubbling in our spirit? Oh, my friend, we need this type of move in our services, in our churches once again, when it's not man, but it's God. It's God. It's God as He comes and He is made manifest in His church once again. Hallelujah. Psalms chapter 46 and verse 3 says, though the waters therefore roar and be troubled. I want to tell you, friends, you've got a good church here. I sense such a unity and the Spirit of God, and this is something to be cherished. You have beautiful pastures. From the very first time that we met them, we just fell in love with their spirit. And this is something that you don't find everywhere. My friend, I want you to know, to have a church that the Spirit of God is welcome to move and the truth of the gospel is preached, is something that we should hold dear in these hours, because truly the waters are troubled in our spiritual world today. People are looking, they're reaching out, and they're not being given the reality of the Lord Jesus Christ, and they're giving all of these shams and these things that are not satisfying what the hunger and the thirst of their spirit is really all about. The waters are truly troubled. But I like the first word of that third verse, though. Though the waters therefore roar and be troubled. Verse 4 says, there is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her. And that right early, there is a river that's flowing from the throne room of heaven, and Satan cannot stop this river. Satan cannot pollute this river. My friend, God's river is flowing. If the church will open wide its arms to this flow once again, and this is my cry, oh God, let that river flow in me. God, let this river begin to minister in my life, change me, and motivate me in worship, and move me closer to the Lord. My friend, when people and churches get into the river, I want you to know there is new life, there is refreshing, there is power as the river of God flows from God Himself. That river, people say, well, the church is no longer what it is or was. But I want to tell you, my friend, God will always have the river flowing. God is always going to have a church. God is always going to have a people that worship Him in spirit and in truth. This is what revival is all about, saints of mine. It's getting into that river and let God minister to your life. God's not going to put you in the river. You've got to come to the banks of the river. Brother Speed, I believe there's still revival at the banks of that old river. As a kid, I can remember sitting there in service when hair was way up here and about 300 bobby pins held it all together. And I mean, the river began to flow and bobby pins began to fly. Amen. Now, friends, I want you to know something. I'm not ashamed of this Pentecostal experience. Hallelujah. We've been already tagged the shouting church, and that pleases me just fine. That's good advertisement. I believe, friends of mine, that we ought to give as a Pentecostal church, our community, something to talk about. I believe we ought to be a little radical about Jesus Christ. I believe people should not completely understand us. My friend, they didn't understand Jesus Christ, and we should be walking in His steps. We should stay close to the river, in touch with God, that people know there is something that is definitely different about us, and it is that power that's flowing from the throne room of God. Hallelujah. That river. Man, I've seen people get in that river and come every way but loose. I mean, they just... Have you seen that? Have you ever been there? Amen. How many would like to be there tonight? Praise God. See, some of our kids and our young people, they don't know what's even going on. We had a Thanksgiving service Wednesday night. A friend of ours from Lawton, an old gentleman. Every time he leads songs, he gets happy. We had a girl in our service, 22 or 3 years old, went home and said, Mom, I have never in my life seen something like that. What was it? You see, a lot of people don't even know what the river's all about.
But I believe that there is still revival at the river. Friends of mine, I believe that revival is results. I believe that the river is results. And I believe that we can touch a community, we can touch an area if the river is flowing. But if the river ever dries up in your life or in your church, let's turn off the lights and close the doors and write Ichabod above the door. But oh to God that we keep that river flowing. Friends of mine, that fresh supply and touch that comes from God that ministers to us and brings us into fellowship again new with the Lord Jesus every time we come together. That river. Hallelujah. My friend, you can meet God at that river. Jacob, when he wrestled God out of a blessing, his name was changed from Jacob, which meant surplanter, to Israel, a prince that has power with God. Where was he at? My friend, he was at a ford in a river called Jabbok. You see, he met God at the river. If you want to meet God tonight, if you want to meet Jesus Christ tonight, you go to the river, you go to the banks of that river, and you can still wrestle God out of a blessing. He'll change your name. He'll change your spirit. He'll change your character. He'll give you something, my friend, that'll make a difference in the way you walk, in the way you talk, in the way you conduct yourself. It's that river. It's God moving through you in your life. Hallelujah. That river. Man, I tell you what. I don't see how some of you are sitting still. Either you're deaf or you're dead. One. If you're sitting on your hands, my friend, put them on your lap. Hallelujah. You can find healing and life at that river. Ezekiel in the 47th chapter, he received a vision of a river that was flowing out of the tabernacle, out of the temple. And in that ninth verse, and it shall come to pass that everything that liveth, which moveth, whithersoever the river shall come, shall live. For they shall be healed, and everything shall live whither the river cometh. My friend, that river still brings healing and life. If you need life, if you need healing, if you need something in your spirit to give you a boost in your life, my friend, come to the river, because Jesus Christ is still ministering as he ministered in days gone by. That river still flowing. If you need healing in your body and you're sick tonight, you come to the river, because there is healing there. My friend, God has not changed his mind concerning healing. The stripes that his son bore on Calvary is the price paid for us. And we can come to that river where healing is and dip ourselves into that river. Old Naaman came to the river as instructed by the prophet. He needed some healing in his body, and he went down to the river and he walked into that river and he began to dip himself, and my friend, he received the healing touch that he needed in his body because of that river, that spiritual river flowing from God. Amen. The reason why we never get any of our needs met is because we no longer go to the river. Hallelujah. There is miracles at that river. Hallelujah. There is miracles at that river. Those that say that the miracle power of God no longer exists, my friend, they're a long ways from the river. Israel needed a miracle. They were at the river when God performed that miracle. You see, it was God that caused the waters to roll back. They crossed on dry ground, and they accepted and received a miracle at the river. You can talk about it. You can reason it out. You can try your own theology concerning miracles in your life, my friend. And you will not figure it out because you can't figure God out. But if you just keep going back to the river and you just keep dipping yourself in that river and you just keep receiving that flow from God, my friend, the miracle that you need in your life is going to come. God is going to honor His word. He is faithful and He is true, and the miracle will come and you'll receive that blessing that you need at the river. Hallelujah. There is still revival at the river. Hallelujah. Praise God. And you know what's a neat thing? Nothing feeds this river. Hallelujah. There is no tributaries that feed this river. This river feeds all tributaries. Hallelujah. Man, God dropped that thought in my heart today, and I thought I was going to run around that church. Amen. Nothing feeds this river. It can never go dry. Hallelujah. But it feeds every source that needs to be fed, my friend. That river originated at the Father. The Father has always been and will always be. So the river has always been and the river will always be. It will never dry up to the church as we allow that river to flow in our midst. Hallelujah. If you need fed tonight, go to that river. Praise God. Praise God. If you hadn't smiled in 32 years, go to the river. It'll make your pastor feel better. The reason why people have no fun living for God is because that they're all dried up. They're all withered up. They need a drink from the river. My friend, when you get close to that refreshing flow, and you dip that spiritual dipper into that river, hallelujah, you will never be the same again. Paul met that river and he was never the same again, my friend. He gave it all up because that he had tasted of that river, and that river is here tonight, my friend. Would you just reach in and let God minister to your life? Whatever that you need, Jesus is the answer. Hallelujah. Let's lift our hands and love Him tonight. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, praise God. There is a call at that river. Gideon received those that he needed at the river. These 300 men, my friend, they received their calling at the river. I remember the night on a Sunday evening, knelt at an old-fashioned altar. I was sitting by the river that night, and the Holy Ghost began to move on my heart. And my friend, I received the call to preach, not by the swimming pool, not in the bowling alley, but my friend, I received the call of God upon my life by the river. If you want young people to go into missions and to be preachers and to be evangelists, my friend, then you let the river flow. And if you keep them near the river, we will see those called by the power of God, because they've tasted something that the world cannot match. There is a calling at the river. Hallelujah. Reason why that many of our young people are not called today by God is because there's no river flowing. The reason why that many preachers today only go by salary and benefits is because they've strayed away from the river. My friend, you keep someone close to the river, and it doesn't matter where they go. It doesn't matter what they pay. The only thing that concerns that life is they stay close to the river. They stay close to Jesus. They're walking as God wants them to walk, and they say, Lord, here am I. Send me. I'm that man. Why? Because they're in touch with that river that's flowing. Hallelujah. There is a river. People thought we were insane to go to Hobart. Preachers would say, brother, it's a burnover field. Oh, we pray for you, brother. You'll need it. Go with God's best. Had a preacher call me the other day, Brother Dacus, how are you doing? Are y'all surviving? Do you really think this work is going to last? Yes, we're surviving. Yes, we're doing fine. Yes, the work is going to last. Why? Because it's planted by the river. Hallelujah. And that river's never going to dry up, my friend. Hallelujah. This is good. Man, I tell you what, if this does is not doing anything for you, this has blessed my soul.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The river. Hallelujah. There is the baptism in the Holy Ghost at the river. Got a lady that was raised Baptist. She goes to the Lutheran church on Sunday morning. She comes to our church on Sunday night and Thursday night. She made this statement. Well, if I need the Holy Ghost, I guess I'll just get it. My friend, I want to tell you where you get it at. You get it at the river. You can't buy it. You can't earn it. You can't figure it out. But you get it at the river. My dad, which was raised up Catholic, my stepfather, for many years never had accepted the Lord. But one Sunday morning, sitting in revival service, as that river of God was flowing, oh, thank God for the river, for it saved my father. He went down to the altar, and he received Jesus as Lord and Savior. And before he ever got up, my friend, he was speaking in other tongues as the Spirit was giving utterance, as that river was flowing. Hallelujah, my friend. The Holy Ghost river is still flowing. It's real. It's powerful. His power has not diminished. It's still for the church today. Hallelujah. Pentecostal river. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Jesus said in John chapter 7, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. And out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. This spake he of the Holy Ghost, my friend. Listen, there is this anointing and this power that's only found in that river. Hallelujah. If you're going to come to God and say, God, I'm a beautiful Christian. I teach a mean Sunday school class. If you think that I need the Holy Ghost, well, I'm available. Friends of mine, you'll never receive God's best. But I tell you, those hungry hearts, that young Baptist boy, he said, I want to know everything there is to know. He wanted to know about the river. He wanted to know about the river. When you want to know about the river, when you want to go to the river, and there's nothing that will stop you from getting to the river, my friend, then you can dip and wade and swim in that river. Ezekiel said that water was rising. The water was risen, my friend. That water is risen. It's out of its banks today. If the church will just recognize that God's power wants to be administered to the church today, that anointing of the Holy Ghost that will bring results, that will bring revival in our hour. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise God. Now I could just go on and on and on and on and on and on. If you're mean to your husband, you can go to the river. Men, take her to the river. If you kick the cat, you can go to the river. God deliver you from this animosity. If you've got more than one, you're excusable. I'm just saying, anything, church, that you need is in the river. I mean, anything. Any need that you have is in the river. Hallelujah. And that river is flowing tonight. Though the waters be troubled, and they are, yet there is a river, hallelujah, and it's still making glad the city of God. Oh, my friend, God is still in the midst of that river, and he's in the midst of this service tonight. If you'll come to that river, young person, middle-aged, senior citizen, whatever the need might be, my friend, God's in the midst of this river, and he'll minister to your life. Do you want the river? Saints, do you really want the river? Do you really? Jesus, he's flowing. Would you bow your heads tonight? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Father, I thank you tonight for that river. I thank you for that river. Satan cannot diminish its flow. He might try to muddy and murky the water of a tributary or two. But oh, that river is still that pure, crystal clear river that's flowing from the throne room of God. Jesus, we sense that river flowing tonight in this service. And I pray that you will minister to this people tonight. Honor thy word, I pray, as we come to that river with our needs. Jesus, revival is going to the river. Revival is going to the river. And whatever we have to press through, and whatever we have to do to make our way to that river, through doubt and unbelief, my friend, whatever that might be, go to the river tonight. God, help us this evening to get to the river, because it's still ministering all that we need in our life. Hallelujah. Stand with me tonight. Hallelujah. 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 Saints, whatever you need tonight, regardless of what your need might be, if you're hurting in your body, if you need healing, physical healing, spiritual healing, if you're bruised in your heart, Jesus will bind that heart at the river. If you need a miracle from God, nothing short of a miracle. I tell you, friend, that miracle is still at the river. It's still there. It's still there. If you need to meet God, if you need a blessing, if you need a situation turned around, if you need your life changed, if you just need Jesus Christ, you can find him the same place that Jacob found him,
the ford of that river. Hallelujah. There is a river. You need the baptism of the Holy Ghost. You need a fresh refilling. Whatever that you might need, friends of mine, it's at the river. And I want to tell you something. You can stay at your pew while the river's flowing. And the answer to your question, the answer to your need will pass you by. But if you'll come to the river tonight, I've got enough faith in my God. The one that said, let there be and there was, that he can speak into your spirit, into your life, whatever you need. Hallelujah. Through the vehicle of that river. Through the vehicle of that river. There is a river. God is still in the midst of her. Hallelujah. You need to come to the river, slip out from where you're standing, and make your way and stand around these altars. We're going to pray for you, friend. That river's going to flow, and God's going to minister to you. You're going to leave this place different than you came. You're going to leave with victory. You're going to leave with healing. You're going to leave with power. You're going to leave with anointing and a refreshing in your spirit. You need to come to the river. Slip out right now. When you come, just lift those hands toward heaven and begin to worship Jesus. Just begin to worship Jesus. Wade out in that river tonight, saint. Not ankle deep, not knee deep, not loin deep, but get out in that river that you can swim in. Hallelujah. Praise God. Come on, young people. You need to be in that river. You need to be in that river tonight. Hallelujah. 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 Can't you feel that river flowing? Can't you feel that river flowing? Hallelujah. That man that took Ezekiel out to that river, he asked him this question. Can't you see? Can't you see that river? My friend, can't you see that river tonight with your spiritual eye? Can't you sense that river begin to flow? Not only do you have to hear it with your ear, but you can see it with your own eyes tonight as the river of God flows. Hallelujah. How many more will come tonight? You need a touch from the river. Any more tonight in this service? It'll be you that leaves this service regretting that you didn't come to the river. Hallelujah. You're still back, and you love these people down here, and you're concerned about them. Would you slip out from where you're standing and make your way and lay hands upon these that have come to the river tonight? Let's get them to the banks of that river, saints. Let's get them to the banks of that river. Come on, saints. Come on, saints. Slip out, and let's pray for these. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Shut up. Thank you.